Now, the issue of power privatisation and the poles and wires has been around in this state for 20 years or so. We have got a state election coming up. We discussed this yesterday, that the unions, and they confirmed it, they're going to be out there door knocking.
Well, they've already started.
Hundreds of them out there knocking on doors every night, spreading their message on power privatisation, running a scare campaign. The Premier, Mike Baird, joins us now. Mr Baird, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Gary.
Are you ready for this?
I am absolutely ready for this, John. I mean, we're in a position, and you're right. This has been around for more than 20 years. Both sides of politics know it's the right thing to do, and in the corridors, that's all you hear at Macquarie Street. But there's been people saying it's too easy to run a scare campaign. Literally, that's what people have said. And I am determined to do what's right for this state. I see this as an absolute win-win, because if you look at the experience across the country, what you've seen in Victoria and South Australia is when the private sector has become involved, that has actually put downward pressure on prices. That's not me saying it. That's the facts. And the facts are there's an Ernst & Young report that's done at the Productivity Commission. The ACCC has also looked at this issue. And it shows in real terms that the costs in Victoria and South Australia have gone down about 18% and 17% respectively. Whereas over the same period, this is since 1996, they've gone up 122% here in New South Wales. So you have a capacity when the private sector comes in to actually put downward pressure on prices. And at the same time, we get the money up front to build the infrastructure that we desperately need across the state. So you can't get a better win-win. And if you want to actually build projects like the Second Harbour Crossing, which gives us in the rail network 60% more capacity across it, 100,000 commuters an hour extra capacity. If you want to do it, we can do it. But no one's ever been honest enough to say, this is the way we're going to fund it, and that's why these projects never happen. So I don't think you can get a better win-win for the state. And on top of that, the expectation, and this is the modelling that's been done by Deloitte, that if we implement this plan, the economy grows by $300 billion over the next 20 years.
Premier Campbell Newman has tried to sell privatising public assets in Queensland. He lost his job last Saturday night.
I understand. I'm not pretending, Gary, this is easy. Because what you will get, and it was very dishonest, and I hope that Queensland Labor likes the fact that they've got in on the back of a dishonest campaign, because they have said time and again the prices are going up. The facts are that is absolute lie. That is an absolute lie. So I am determined to fight for it, Gary. And I think my sense is that the electorate actually wants politicians, a government, to be honest with them. Well, I'm being very honest. I'm not trying to hide this. Yeah. I'm not trying to sneak it through. I'm saying this is the right thing for the state. And I can tell you, Gary and John, if we have the opportunity to do this, we will have the capacity to not only build things like the Second Harbour Crossing, places where we are seeing growth in population, and we expect 1.6 million additional people over the next 20 years. Well, how are you going to fund the schools and the hospitals? How are you going to sort of expand the roads? How are you going to build the public transport? Well, we have the absolute capacity to do that if we are given a mandate in March.
Are you comfortable with would you be comfortable with a state-owned Chinese company, though, buying the poles and wires?
Well, I'm happy with international capital, Gary, absolutely, because if you want to get the best possible price, you obviously need the most competition, and whether it be from Asia, whether it be from the UK or US, we would welcome that competition. What you've seen in the transactions we've done, the majority has been Australian Super, and that's the beauty of this. Australian Super is a very active participant. I expect them to be interested in these assets, which means that mums and dads, through their superannuation, they have a lease, and importantly, this is a lease. I mean, we get it back at the end of the lease, but we're leasing it for a period. In that time, we get all of that money up front,
yep,
invested into a new asset, and from an economic point of view, it's going to drive thousands and thousands of jobs together with economic growth. So it's a critical thing for this state, and it is an important issue, and I understand the union will be trying to knock this down, but they're knocking it down on a lie, and that's the truth of it.
Premier, we're essentially in an election campaign already. Will you be inviting Tony Abbott to campaign alongside you during the campaign?
Well, I've said this regularly, Gary. I mean, it is absolutely right that the federal government, has played an important role in helping us to fund the infrastructure. I mean, they've put forward billions of dollars that is going to take this state forward. So, of course, Tony Abbott and the federal government, I mean, as they support us in that, would play a role. But, you know, this campaign will be about issues, well, who has the money to actually build the infrastructure we need? Who is the state government, the first state government in the country to sign up to the Gonski funding?
Well, there's no doubt about that, but will you actually have Tony Abbott standing beside you at some of your media opportunities? Because he's talked about being the infrastructure prime minister who's helping you build these things. Will he be alongside you?
Well, I did that 2 weeks ago. And look, I think the
2 weeks a long time in politics. Would you do it today?
Well, I will do whatever is required to win this election. And certainly the Prime Minister and the federal government have played an important role in providing additional funding to build the infrastructure we need. And I think that that's what the people of this state want to see. I mean, they want to see their elected representatives actually doing something about the problems they are facing on the ground, whether it be congestion, whether it be their hospitals they need. And we're doing that. And certainly the federal government and the Prime Minister are playing a role in that. Well, of course they will.
While we've got you on the line, Premier, we've got this unedifying spectacle, this disharmony existing among our top three cops in this state. Are you going to do something about it? Will you be looking for the next commissioner outside New South Wales?
Well, I mean, I've made a few comments on this, and obviously some of the things we've seen come out of this inquiry are disturbing. I mean, I've said very clearly we need to sort of get all the facts on the table. So we've been part of it through the inquiry. The Ombudsman, who appeared yesterday, is very close to completing his review, which has been very comprehensive. We need to get all the facts on the table, and then we obviously need to respond. So we will do that, but I do want to see all the facts before we do.
It is an embarrassment, though, for the state, isn't it?
Well, it's not something that you want to see, absolutely. And I think that having known these officers and individually worked with them, I've been nothing but impressed by their dedication and professionalism, I have to say that. And I think all of us, when we look at the work of the police in past weeks, months and indeed years, I mean, we're proud of them. So this is not something we like to see. It's obviously something we need to deal with, but we do need all the facts first.
All right. Premier, we'll see you in here. I'm sure we'll be doing some things in here with talkback callers and the like leading up to polling day. So we'll talk soon.
No, look forward to it. Thanks, John and Gareth.
Premier of New South Wales, Mike Baird there. He is facing a scare campaign, and a lot of people are talking about the Chinese element where they're buying into the poles and wires. But we do need the capital.
I'm still trying to work out, did he say he would appear with Tony Abbott during the election campaign or
not? Well, he said that Tony Abbott's played a role in providing funds
very
for these
role
roads.
And very appreciative, but I don't know whether or not he said he'd be happy to stand next to him at a photo opportunity.
You know why? Because when they launch their campaign, he'll be launched, I reckon his campaign will be launched by the Prime Minister. And Julie Bishop will say, ladies and gentlemen,
I'll give you the next Premier of New South
Wales,
Mike Baird.
I reckon she'll be doing that, exactly.